To say that I am disappointed would be a gross understatement about the content that the city received that masqueraded as a feasibility study. We as a commission have been applauded by many and chastised by many in this process. I have said on numerous occasions that this has never been a done deal. No matter what scenario was proposed, somebody was going to be unhappy. But before a final plan was voted on, it was critical to know that it made economic sense for the city, not just the developer or his bankers. We have allotted more than ample time for the developer to provide the city with feasibility studies, and this process was crystal clear in the ENA. What we received from the developer was a far cry from our expectations, and as far as I'm concerned, would not provide a comfort level for the amount of risk being considered. The last communication with the developer revealed that he did not want to do a feasibility study until he had a deal. That is not what the ENA proposed, and without a professional feasibility study, the leases could not be negotiated with any reasonable assumptions for revenue streams to provide revenue for the site. I, in good conscience, could not vote to move forward without a much better defined level of risk. I said months ago the real work would come during lease negotiations. The last correspondence from the developer had lease amounts and terms with little substantive backup to support any revenue assumptions. For all these reasons, I could not support any further negotiations with Mr. Sonneblick. The good news is this process defines several possibilities for using the marina to revitalize downtown. It's given us exposure to several nationwide vendors that could be active partners. The possibilities that have been defined, such as a hotel, retail, and food establishments, would already exist in our capital market if not for a feasibility gap. The studies that I have been desperately waiting for should and would define that gap and give the commission a basis to accept or reject the development plan. I would like to see staff solicit qualifications from developers who would like to work collaboratively with the city to define the studies needed to determine the size of these gaps. We need to partner with a developer that has the ability to use our marina as an economic engine to revitalize downtown. However, it has to be done in such a way that it preserves and protects the local flair and charm of the community. That's it.
Supposed to be clapping. Well said.
Well said, Mayor.